Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, when things work out, and even when things don't work out, sometimes I try to figure out a way to pull it off. Joined again from Amoland.com and Yuma, where he normally hangs out. We're joined again by writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be here. It's a bright spot in my schedule.
Well, I like that. But I did notice that apparently you've put a log jam in their pipeline again at Amoland, haven't you?
Yeah, it seems to happen. Although we can, there's a couple of good articles we can talk about. There's the Ninth Circuit. You've probably been talking that to death. I don't know.
You and I talked about it Wednesday. Well, I don't know which.
What would you like to talk about, Bill?
Let's talk about the gun tax from Cook County.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that thing because one of the justices, one of the judges on the Illinois Supreme Court, predicted exactly what would happen. And a little while ago, I think it was on October 21st, the Illinois Supreme Court ruled that a tax that Cook County, which is where Chicago is located, most of the population of Cook County is in Chicago. And I think all of Chicago is in Cook County. So you have the Cook County, what are they called? Board of Directors, I think. They instituted a tax, a specific tax on guns and on ammunition. And they did this, and they were challenged mostly by a group called Gun Save Lives, but I think they had some help with NRA Institute for Legislative Action, too. And they put together a lawsuit, and it went all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court, and I think it took about 6 years to get there. And the Supreme Court eventually ruled that the tax on guns and ammunition in Cook County was unconstitutional, and they sort of split the baby. Most of the people on the court said that it's unconstitutional because you can't put a tax on a specifically fundamental right without having a specific reason to allocate that tax to. And the Cook County tax didn't have that. But then one justice on the Supreme Court, what's his name? Michael J. Burke, I believe. He said, look, the tax is clearly unconstitutional on its face because of the Illinois Constitution, state constitution, as well as the Second Amendment. But he argued on the Illinois state constitution. He said, look, we The Constitution in 1970 had this amendment that was added to it legally that said that, you know, the right to keep and bear arms is protected under the Illinois Constitution, except for the police power. I always thought such a amendment was pretty toothless, because the police power covers a lot, but it doesn't cover taxes. In Illinois, anyway, it doesn't, specifically by the way their constitution and statutes are written. And so his prediction was, if we rule this unconstitutional on the uniform statute law, which requires that these particular types of taxes have to be allocated to particular purposes, well, then they're just going to change their law or their statute. I think it's actually a county regulation, county tax, and they're going to make it all allocated to some cause they say is related to guns. And then we will be right back where we started, and we'll have to hear this case all over again. And maybe that's what they wanted to do. I don't know, but Supreme Court Justice Michael J. Burke did state that. And he said, it's clearly unconstitutional on its face. Well, then, just a few days ago, a couple of days ago, a month ago, November 4th, the Illinois Cook County Board, they reinstated the tax, doing exactly what the Supreme Court Judge Burke had said. They allocated the tax proceeds to particular things they said were related to, quote, gun violence, which I don't like using that term because it's an Orwellian term. It implies and pushes your thinking into a particular way from which the Second Amendment becomes irrelevant. It's just a bad way to think about things. But that's what they did. And so now you have this same tax as we had a couple of months ago, where the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional, and now it's back in Cook County doing the same things it was doing before, except that the amount of tax is now going into a different pot. And that's it. Now, I think that it will fail eventually at the Illinois Supreme Court, but it may take another 6 years to get to the Supreme Court again. I hope not. I'd like to see the Supreme Court take it up right away and not go through the lower court, because it is a direct contradiction of the Illinois Constitution. And I used to be derogative, make derogatory comments about the Illinois Constitution Amendment to protect the right to keep and bear arms, except for the police power. But it looks to me it has a serious purpose here, and it should be allowed to fulfill that purpose. So there's one other thing I want to add about this whole gun tax idea, and that is, the premise that the tax is based on is that if you have a smaller number of legal guns, you will have less violence, well, less crime, yeah, and less violence, and a smaller number of illegal guns. But that has never been the case.
No. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the break. This article, I believe, was the last one of Dean's that is currently published at Ammoland. He's got a bunch in the pipeline, as he always does. That last point that he just made is a salient point that they constantly try to tell people this, that little subterfuge. If there's less law about less lawful guns out there, it's going to be better, which that's never the case. But anyway, there's 1,800-plus articles out there that Dean has written, some of them regarding this, waiting for you at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, and we were making a point there. You know, gun control is almost like communism, because they always tell us that gun control will do something. And I'm going to start asking for examples of that, I think. Where has that worked? Because, well, you know, everybody's always saying, well, you know, communism, if communism was done right, it'd be right. Well, where has gun control actually stopped violence? Not gun violence, violence.
Right. And you won't find cases. It just hasn't. It doesn't. The data is not there. Now, they resort to some statistical tricks to try to create studies to fool you. One of the things they do, which you referenced, is they will only look at the murder rate or the death rate with guns. When the whole point, a large part of our argument, is that if you take away the guns, criminals or people committing suicide will just substitute something else.
Right.
Or the criminals will get illegal guns, or they'll make illegal guns. And removing guns from the hands of law-abiding people will not affect the guns that criminals get. And if we look at large society where gun control has been in place for many decades, you don't see the number of legal guns having any correlation to the number of illegal guns.
Right.
For example, Brazil has very few legal guns. But proportionately, it has a lot of illegal guns. And it has a homicide rate about 5 to 6 times that of the United States, even though it has only maybe 5% of the rate of legal guns in the United States. India is similar. Its homicide rate is a little bit smaller than the United States. We've had a bump up with all of the defund the police and rioting in the cities promoted by leftists in this country. But India, in general, has a slightly lower rate of reported homicides anyway, and that reporting also makes a difference. And they have very few legal guns in the country, and they have quite a few illegal guns. So even China has quite a few illegal guns, although they claim their rate of homicide is extremely low. Well, you know, if you take out all the state-sponsored killings, it probably is. You know, I mean, if you go to the Soviet Union, they didn't consider any of the people that died in the gulags to have been murdered, even though there were, what, 20 million of them or so?
Quite a few.
Yeah, there were. And so this idea, I mean, it sounds attractive to somebody who doesn't think much about the issue, who has only a very superficial understanding. It sounds great. Well, if we get rid of guns, there'll be less violence with guns. Yeah, well, how about violence with other stuff? I mean, if you take away guns from a 130-pound woman, you know, a 200-pound man can pretty much have her way with him, have his way with her. We're seeing more and more cases where women are defending themselves against men, and they can do it because they have a firearm, and that makes men and women equal, as purported to have been said. Well, let's transform the Colt saying, shall we? You know, it matters not your size, I will equalize. That applies to men and women, too.
Right, right.
Not just men. And for even children. And I think that a lot of this is psychological, in the sense that people who don't want to take responsibility for themselves and their own safety, or they don't want to be bothered to learn how to use arms or how to use them responsibly, and they want to just dump all that responsibility off on the state, well, they're perfectly happy to take away everybody else's guns who are willing to learn to use them and to handle them responsibly, on a chance that it might lessen their own danger a little bit. Assuming, of course, that the state will always be beneficent, will never harm them, will never get out of control. And that is an assumption that is flat out wrong.
You know, I've about gotten to the point now to where I just wish they would just quit making law, quit legislating, simply because it doesn't really matter what they legislate. Depending on who's in charge, it will be weaponized by someone to do something that it was not intended to do when they wrote it in the first place. I have no idea. I don't have any
the legislature
bone to pick with the intention.
Almost all power.
Yeah.
They've delegated it all to the administrative state, which is part of the deep state. And so you have the administrative state working actively to bring down a president they didn't like because he threatened their power. That was Donald Trump. And working actively to ensure that the constitutional rights of citizens are eroded and eliminated, and particular rights that don't exist in the Constitution are created and favored for their ideology. Now we have a court that seems to be at least leaning toward enforcing parts of the Constitution. It seems to be at least leaning toward the idea that the Constitution as written matters. That you can't just modify the Constitution at every whim to the way you want it to be.
Right.
And
that's that whole living, breathing document thing they try to perpetrate.
Exactly.
Where it can morph into whatever it wants to. Hang on for me here. Coming up on the break.
There is no Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean is a very studied individual with a background in just about all aspects of the gun culture, or a familiarity, or a passing acquaintanceship, or past experience. And uniquely, he writes about all aspects of gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy is adding fewer jobs than expected. Economists were looking for more than 550,000, but the number for November came in at just 210,000.
We certainly have work to do. There's no question about it. But I would say that, you know, we have to look at the whole picture, not just month-to-month snapshots.
That's Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. The unemployment rate fell to 4.2%. The parents of the Michigan school shooting suspect are being charged. Court documents show 15-year-old Ethan Crumley's parents are now facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Crumley's father legally bought the weapon on Black Friday that was later used in the shooting at a school north of Detroit. Lawyers for the parents say they're returning to the area to be arraigned after leaving due to safety concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration has scrapped plans for the border wall with Mexico, but Texas is pushing forward with privately built fencing. Major Michael Perry with the Texas Military Department says they're starting a new phase.
I will verify that we are now doing it in the Rio Grande Valley without getting into specifics. So we have started our temporary infrastructure in the Rio Grande Valley.
He said they're approaching a completion of around 6 miles with more land that's ready for construction. The defense team for Ghislaine Maxwell, better known as one-time girlfriend of the late disgraced financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, is expected to challenge a former employee of his today. Juan Alessi testified at Maxwell's sex abuse trial in New York City that he drove two girls he believed were underage to Epstein's estate in Palm Beach, Florida, and said that he saw the girls spending time with Epstein and Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with... Oh, this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. I lost my place there for a minute. Dean, you catch that?
Just a bit. It recovered very well.
Well, had no choice. You got to do that thing. It's commercial radio, man. So, are we done talking about the whole subterfuge that the gun grabbers tried to do, or is there more to add to it, do you think?
Let's segue over to the Ninth Circuit a little bit, because it fits right in.
Okay.
What we have is a majority of the judges on the Ninth Circuit basically blatantly out front saying, we're not going to pay any attention to the Constitution, because it limits government, and we don't think there should be any limits on government. And what we have is, in the majority opinion, they said, we don't dispute that California's ban on large-capacity magazines implicates, at least in some measure, the core Second Amendment right of self-defense in the home. Now, notice how they're limiting the core Second Amendment right right off the bat to only self-defense in the home. And then they limit it further by saying, well, but just nibbling at it a little bit is okay. But of course, if you nibble at it, as we mentioned before, a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more, certain, eventually it's all gone. And their main dispute is that it limits the power of government. It's not really about safety. It's not really about whether it's on balance, good or bad. It's that it limits the power of government. And in the progressive ideology, limiting the power of government is a great evil because the government, in their eyes, is essentially God. And God may not be limited because you'll prevent God from doing great good. But, of course, government is not God, and government doesn't always do good. It often does a lot of bad things. So that's where we're at. And I thought that tied in very well with the tax in Illinois, because it's an attempt to say in Illinois that the government can do good by limiting people's access to guns and ammunition. And a lot of people believe that.
Yep.
Which is the crux of our problem.
Yeah, that's true enough. That's true enough. I think the problem, though, is that what we're seeing now, especially around, like we're talking about the Ninth Circuit, right now in California, where they have built the perfect gun control utopia, where they have a law for literally everything. I'm surprised that you don't have to have a certain kind of primer in your ammo for it to be legal there. Because you got to go through a background check. I know.
Yeah.
I know. And yet, as they have achieved this, and they've achieved all of this this taxing and everything else that they've got, now they've got this crime wave that has begun because they decriminalized crime. And
right. This
is going to, everything that they have done has led to this point, and everything they have done is going to lead to bloodshed. And it won't be because the cops are killing people. It'll be because regular citizens who get that afraid, and there was a lot of first-time gun buyers in California, they will start ignoring the May issue thing. And that's not to mention what's about to happen in the Supreme Court. So what they have put in motion is going to be sort of a self-destruct mechanism for their whole ideological philosophy.
Well, here's the problem. I think that there are people at the upper echelons that are backing this sort of idiocy in California, whose goal it is to create that kind of chaos and to create the destruction that you're talking about. I mean, and I don't know for certain. We know that China has had a lot of influence in California government. We know that China has a lot of citizens in California that are very active. And China, frankly, would love to see California in chaos. So, does China promote philosophies and government policies that create chaos in California? Almost certainly. Can we prove it? Maybe not. But they have the motive, they have the means, and we see what's happening. And that goes for other players as well. If you look at these Antifa types, their basic philosophy is not exactly communist. It's more anarcho-syndicalist, where they say, just tear down everything.
Right.
I think they're being promoted by communists.
Yeah. The thing that I see with this, though, right, the thing that I see with this, as government fails to respond to this repeatedly, is they allow these guys to, you know, like when a pallet of bricks shows up in downtown big city USA,
right,
and somebody looks at it and goes, are they building something here? And, of course, no, they're not. And then there's a pallet of axe handles over here. And as all of this continues to happen unabated, my fear is that you're going to see some people that really know how to deal with this, that have dealt, you know, they've been in the military, they know how to deal with that kind of stuff, and they're going to start doing little operations on their own because the government's not doing nothing. The government is not local. They're not protecting anybody. So you'll start seeing a bunch of... Yeah.
Historically, you see that. You see a backlash You see people taking the law into their own hands because the local government or the federal government or the state government simply is unwilling or unable to do so. Look at Mexico. Look at other failed states. This tends to happen. Now, in the U.S., we've got some fail states. We have state government, which in California has failed. We've got local government, which in several places in California has failed. And we have the people, but they're trying to make sure the people don't have a fail-safe position.
Right.
And, you know, there's a name for this. It's anarcho-tyranny or something like that.
Right.
Where the government will crack down on people who have assets and who have something to lose, but will let common criminals roam freely and do whatever they want because it's too much trouble to go after them.
Right.
And that really seems to be happening in California.
Well, I'm going to tell you what my forecast is going to be when we get back. We're coming up on the last break here. Now, this discussion, of course, is all based off of the articles that Dean has written and the way that the left comes after you and the law-abiding. And he's the one that's making these observations. And this is just a natural outgrowth of that kind of conversation. And if you want to have that kind of conversation, well, you have to go look at the research and you have to go look at the examples that Dean provides at Amoland.com. Well over 1,800 plus articles. These are all timeless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check it out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and now we're going to make my forecasts, which are dire. But I want to get your take on this.
Very good.
Ready? All right. So let's take things into consideration that we have. The police have been defunded, demoralized. They have been pulled back. We know why they want to do it. They want to have a national police force. We don't want them to have a national police force. So in this, they have sort of failed in this particular function, although they're still sort of pushing it and everything else, despite all the pushback. We have very well-funded sources out there now attempting to change the life of regular Americans. We got Zuckerberg dumping a bunch of money in there to try to change elections. We got Soros dumping money in school boards and with DAs and all this other stuff. We got Bill Gates dumping money trying to get everybody vaccinated, stuff like that. And at the same time, as they decriminalize everything and everything, all this other stuff, they are setting themselves up to start seeing some operational stuff that will, they're not ready for it. I would not be, it's almost like a bad movie. Take, for example, in California, where Chase Bodine runs. He's in San Francisco, right? So somebody's daughter gets killed by a looter because they decriminalized shoplifting. And then this father, overcome with, he's been walking in human excrement and syringes and boarded up places and all this other stuff. Then his daughter gets killed. How far of a reach do you it is for me to think this guy might think about going after, might fixate on Chase Bodine as the cause of all his issues, and then go after it. Yeah. And then, with the Antifa, you'll start seeing Antifa members getting snatched by some intel types that are, they're veterans, they're not in the military anymore, but they know how to get information and figure out where this is coming from. And then you're going to start seeing these groups, these little paramilitary groups going out and doing these little operations, and the cops are not going to be able to handle it because, unfortunately, police and their tactical ability is all based on their budget. And their budgets are getting cut. I mean, it could be quite... And I'm not going to say it would be chaotic. I think if it had the desired effect that the ones perpetrating this were to get out of it, I think it might sort of settle down real quick. But Like, I'm still surprised that most of the politicians are not scared to death after Alexandria.
And, yes, I think you're correct about that. And look at just the elections in Virginia. To posit there is a potential middle road here where politically the people who have perpetrated these theories that have resulted in such horrible real-world results just get slapped politically.
Right.
Bodine in San Francisco could very well be gone as the DA. It could
right.
happen.
We
have
recall.
This DA in Milwaukee who, you know, let go on $1,000 bond this very violent criminal individual that perpetrated a mass murder with a Honda. Was it a Honda? I think.
Ford Escape.
In Waukesha.
Yeah.
And then just amazingly, the hearing record from the court where he let this individual go has somehow been corrupted and is no longer available. Gosh, what an amazing coincidence.
What a coincidence.
And the only person who has the authority to go after somebody who you know, might have been negligent or somehow erased or corrupted this record is the prosecutor's office, which has the most to gain from that corrupted record. From the record being corrupted, I should say. And the only person in the state who could go after that prosecutor is the AG, who is his political ally. Now, when you get this level of corruption, there tends to be pushback. But in the United States, there's a history that people will try the ballot box first. And with the last election was so horribly problematic, and I would say mostly in terms of being rigged by bad procedure, that I'm hoping people will be able to give, will be willing to give the ballot box at least one more try. And historically in the U.S., when law and order issues get out of control, the people who are in power lose. And everywhere where law and order issues are out of control, it's pretty much Democrats in power. So I'm hoping that we will see some significant change at the ballot box and that your predictions, which are reasonable, but they would, I'm not sure they would damp things down. We might get an escalation by the other side. I don't know if they'd be able to make it stick. What they're trying to do is replace the police force, as you mentioned, but they haven't succeeded. And if they don't control the police forces, it's hard to escalate. It's hard to send the National Guard into San Francisco and say, hey, stop these citizens from doing stuff when the local police force isn't willing to do it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, my impression is that the police are not on the side of the rioters and the criminals. They're disgusted by the whole affair. A lot of them are leaving. But most police that I see, the vast majority, are not dedicated leftists. You just don't see dedicated leftists becoming police officers. Now, there may be a few. There probably are, but most police officers are not that way. In
right.
revolutions that have succeeded in the sense that they've taken power by the left, they almost uniformly have to replace all of the existing police with revolutionaries who are willing to do their bidding.
Right. Well, that,
and
you know,
the existing police get purged.
I can easily see a French Revolution sort of thing happening here, where the elite get targeted, though, because they're the, you know, it's out. It's out. That whole thing is out. So,
you know, I've said actually before that it's easier to replace a ruling elite than for the ruling elite to replace the population. But our ruling elite have been trying to replace the population and haven't had some success.
Well, they're running into a problem there, too. Guess what? All of these Hispanic people, a lot of them are conservative.
Yeah, it's true.
They've seen
how they've been lied to.
Yep. So all of these, you know, black Americas awake now. A lot of things, a lot of people aware of a lot of different things, and it's all good stuff. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't. I think in some blue states, and that's the thing I've been saying, too. That's the other thing. If it did pop and go off, I think you and I would probably have to watch it on the news, because I don't think it's going to happen around us.
Right. I was trying to make that point earlier when I said most of the chaos is happening in democratically operated territory.
Absolutely. So, in any event, we're about to run out of time, so I want to thank you for joining me twice this week. And, when I have more time, I will thank you for the collaboration that we have done all year long. And continue to do. And, hey, we'll do it again next week if you got the time.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. Like I said, it's a bright spot in my schedule. Not that I don't have a fair number of bright spots, but, you know, we all have occasional problems that, you know, like the cell phone issues.
Right.
That can cause problems.
Thank you, sir.
We will talk to you later.
Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate at Staccato. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate
at Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.